Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Here come the Huskies with a shot. Score! Steven with the goal!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub downtown Houghton, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the Michigan Tech Campus, Lake Accounting and America Group Retirement Strategy Centers in Houghton, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock, the Wickley Agency in Hancock, Peterlin Distributing in Calumet, Dr. Daniel Reminga at the Northern Foot Care Center in Houghton, and State Farm agent Kelly Jepson in Houghton. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thanks a lot, Michigan Tech Hockey, for the next 60 minutes. Are you ready? Here we go. Coach Pearson is in our studio, ready to go. And Huskies coming off a very impressive two-game sweep over Lake Superior State, ranked 20th in the nation. The Lakers were coming in, high-powered offense, but the Huskies kept them at bay for the most part. And congratulations on the two wins, Coach.
Well, thank you, Dirk. Good morning. Good to be with you. And it's always nice to come in off a good weekend like that. So I give our players a lot of credit. They played hard. They were prepared to play. And I thought we had a pretty good six periods of hockey overall when you look at the weekend.
It was. And, you know, Friday night we found things going in late in the periods, early in the periods, and really, I thought, did a nice job of keeping them, their better players, their offensive guys, their speed kind of at bay.
Well, we did. And I think we, you know, set the tempo on Friday night for the most part. The first 10 minutes, there wasn't much going on in the game, though. It was like two boxers feeling themselves out. I think both teams were playing hard, playing well, playing on the right side of the puck, and then things start to happen. And fortunately for us, we were the team to get that first goal, and I thought it was a big-time goal by a player who we've been waiting for to start to take a step forward, and thought this weekend he did, and especially Friday night, but a big-time goal by Jake Jackson.
It was a great goal. Mike Neville gets the assist, 7:18, the time of the first period.
Lost it. Huskies taken away in a potential two-on-one. Lead pass for Jackson, trying to get around. Shoot, scores! Jackson with the goal! Top shot! He beat Dayfield on a pretty shot, and we have a 1-0 Huskies lead.
Jackson said after that goal, Coach, that Gary Shuchuk, yeah, was the one that told him that's where you should shoot on this guy.
Yeah, Gary does a real nice job. He pre-scouts every team and breaks things down. And he noticed Jake. Jake had a good scoring chance similar to this one. He got some room on the outside coming down on the left wing, and he took a shot high glove side and caught Dayfield in the shoulder. And Gary told him, well, hey, next time you come down, if you get that opportunity, go high blocker, because he noticed some things in him that the way he goes down and drops that blocker down a little bit. Now, not all the time, because he made some really good saves on that side too, but obviously, Jake's coachable. He took the coaching, came in. Next time down, he ripped that shot. And that's the thing about him. He's got a really good shot. I don't know if people remember last year's first goal against Michigan in the GLI. Like, he's coming down that wing. He's got a lot of speed, and he roofed that thing. He put it up stairs. And Jake can really shoot it. He's got great speed. He's a strong player. And it's nice to see him take a step forward this weekend.
1-0 Huskies. They score again just a minute later. Chris Liebringer, his fourth of the season.
We'll see that one go wide of his net. Smith to the front. Scores! Liebringer with the goal! Smith went back behind the net. And a quick feed right to the front. Put that one away. And before Dayfield had any idea what had happened. And what a play by Beretta.
Beretta behind the net there, but the speed of the puck, Coach, is that would help that play happen with how hard Smith sent it around the boards behind the net?
Yeah, it was. It's something we practice once at least every week. Just the play is a real good dump in or shoot in by Mark Ott. Gave us the opportunity to retrieve the puck. And what happens most teams, if let's say we shoot it in the corner, a lot of teams try to get a lot of people defensively in that area right away just to outnumber you. So we did a real nice job there, both Brett and Smith, kicking the puck from one side to the other. So you want to try to move it away from all that traffic or all that defensive pressure, and we did a real nice job. But, yeah, we moved it right away from one corner to behind the net and threw it quickly out to Liebringer. There's no question about it. I mean, it happened so quick. You hardly knew it was in the net. And, you know, that's good to see that they're listening, they're coachable, they're doing some things that we're trying to implement in practice. And it's not always easy because, you know, the other team is trying to have something to say about that and dictate what you can do and where they want to try to push you in the offensive zone. So I thought that was a great play. And who would have thunk Chris Liebringer, you know, four goals. Unbelievable. And good for him. And he's looked good. I've got so much confidence in him, and we do as a staff, to put him out in every situation. And with all our injuries going into the weekend, you know, we were talking about breaking that lineup a little bit, but they've been so good for us that we just, you know, wanted to keep them together. And then we tried to plug some other players in some other areas. So good for that line. Like I said, nothing happened the first 10 minutes, and Jake scores with about 3 minutes left in the period, and then bang, we get another one a minute later. It's always important to the next shift after you've scored or you've been scored on to have a bounce back shift, and it's good to see that we did that.
Shots in the first period, 9-4. Again, giving up very little in front of our goaltender, Angus Redmond. We go to the second period, and Alex Smith gets one early at the 3:31 mark.
Speed. And some brawn. Here's Liebringer. Over for Watson. He'll send it to the front of the net. Score! Smith will get the goal as the Huskies defenseman Watson directed it to the front of the net. Redirected by Smith past Dayfield. 3-0 Huskies.
Alex Smith said that, Coach, that is another part of the game that you guys had worked on.
We have. We've been messing around with our offensive zone systems and play and where to put people. Pretty much from day one. So we flip-flop, but we change quite a bit. But we saw some tape last year. So a lot of times I like to go watch our scouting tapes from the year before against the team we're going to play. Because a lot of teams don't tweak things a lot, especially, you know, the same coaching staff. And we noticed some things the last year that we did against Lake Superior that we thought we could have some success or some good opportunities, get some good opportunities in the offensive zone. So I thought it was really good. We watched those tapes, and what we did is we dropped a guy. Let's say we have the puck in the offensive zone. We normally have a guy somewhere about the hash marks in front of the net. And if we have good control and it goes out to the defense and we go defense to defense, we told that guy to basically step out high into the really high slot, not even the slot, but even higher. And Alex Smith found that, what do you want to call, quiet area, soft spot, and did a real nice job. But Cliff Watson did a great job there looking for Alex and his stick, and it was a great redirect, and no chance for Defoe on that opportunity.
Yeah, Smith actually said he tried to get it on his stick, but it went off of his skate, and in perfectly legal goal, and the Huskies get the third goal of the game, 3-0 at that point. In this period, Coach, you know, we didn't have any penalties. Nobody had any penalties in that first period, and we were shorthanded quite a bit in that second period.
Well, yeah, the first period I thought was a good period of hockey. You know, you get some flow to the game without the penalties. I think both teams do, and you know, then things from there on, you know, penalties started to pick up, and I know they had basically three opportunities in the period, and that's where I really liked our team, because they had a chance to get back in the game, and their power play has been really good. And we did a good job this weekend, all weekend, against their power play, especially at critical times. Second period, both nights, they had an opportunity to either get back in the game Friday night or the second night. They had an opportunity to expand on their lead. And I thought our guys did a real nice job on the penalty killing. And they had three opportunities in the second period. So it was really important for us to come out of that period, you know, with that three-goal cushion. Because, you know, the thing in hockey, if you give a team a goal, that sort of gives them a spark, ignites them. And without that, you know, they don't get started. Similar to our team, you know, we need that spark at times. So I thought it was very important, and Joe Sean did a great job with our PK guys, and I thought we really shut the door there on them in the second period.
Yeah, because Cliff Watson went off at the 16:30 mark of that second, and I thought, they don't want to give them one here going in. So great job. So we're leading 3-0. We go into the third period, and Gavin Gould gets his first career goal. Lucchini in on the forecheck along with Gould. Pops to the front of the net. Centering pass. Lesperance. Rebound. Shot there. Scores! Gavin Gould, his first goal of the Husky! And it's 4-0 Michigan Tech. Gavin Gould gets his first. It did not go directly in. It ricocheted a couple of times and then in the net, and they all count, though.
Well, they do, and good for Gavin. You know, he played last the weekend before at Michigan State, and just the one game, and I thought he was a little off in some areas, and I thought this weekend he took